You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Attorney General Christian Porter have released a second draft of the religious discrimination bill after receiving about 6,000 written submissions and criticism from various groups. The second draft includes 11 changes, such as allowing charities and religious hospitals to hire staff based on faith, but clarifies that health workers don't have the right to discriminate against patients or residents. The bill makes it clear that religious hospitals and aged care facilities, as well as religious camps and conference centres, will be able to make accommodation and staffing decisions based on faith. Mr. Morrison says religious beliefs are a representation of Australian liberties.
What people believe in this country or don't believe, when it comes to the big questions of life, which is really what religion and faith is all about, is such a personal matter. It's hard to imagine something more personal. And in our country, these beliefs and non-beliefs, for that matter, are an expression of the liberty to which we all hold dear in countries such as Australia, but especially Australia.
Under the proposed legislation, a religious hospital could refuse to perform an abortion or IVF treatment, but not refuse treatment to someone on the basis of faith. Not everyone is happy with the proposed amendments. Equality Australia's Anna Brown is highlighting the potential consequences of the Statements of Belief clause, which she says is unprecedented.
We don't have anything like it in any Australian discrimination law, so this is a new, unprecedented, radical provision, and what it does is provide people that say things in the name of religion with immunity from discrimination complaints. So it overrides existing discrimination laws that we've had operating in this country for decades.
The Public Interest Advocacy Centre has echoed these concerns in a statement, suggesting the latest bill does not address the serious concerns of groups across the community who stand to have their rights eroded. Instead, it widens the scope for religious organisations to discriminate when providing public services and protects statements of belief which humiliate, intimidate, insult or ridicule other people on the basis of who they are. Federal Attorney General Christian Porter says the changes don't alter the bill's intention, but rather attempt to address concerns that different groups had with the initial proposal.
These changes don't change the operation, the objectives, or the overarching structure of the bill. They improve a range of very important clauses, and they are certainly at least substantive enough to warrant this extra period of consultation so that people who have suggested changes can see whether, to their best assessment, the drafting that we have now adopted meets their needs and represents their concerns.
However, Ms. Brown says the bill is set to establish a double standard in the way religious institutions operate in Australia.
This bill has entrenched a double standard which privileges religious institutions to the detriment of others. And you can see that in the way the changes released today have expanded the circumstances where religious institutions can discriminate.
Mr. Morrison has welcomed the next consultation phase where the public can comment on the second draft until the end of January next year.
I'm very much looking forward to this next round of consultation. So when we do get to a position where we're able to bring a bill into the Parliament and then seek to pursue that through both chambers, that we will do so in a way which I would hope would be in a very unifying expression of our country's firm belief in religious freedom.
The government plans to introduce the bill to Parliament early next year. Ben Madden, SBS News.